when we come back. And there's more right here on Broadway View. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
The Buzz.
You can save money on the things you buy, from an oil change to a pizza pie, at 10RenoCoupons.com. And you can even win $10,000. Just go to the web and sign on up at 10RenoCoupons.com.
No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 to enter. Void where prohibited by law. See site for rules. 10RenoCoupons.com.
Aquarius Salon and Spa of Reno presents the Breast Cancer Blowout. It's a fashion show and pink party, and it's this Saturday night. Cocktails and live music at 6 p.m. Fashion show and prizes at 8 p.m. You can get your tickets at Aquarius Salon, on the web at AquariusSalonSpaReno.com, or you can call them at 824-8620. That's 824-8620, 824-8620. Proceeds go to charity.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. We were talking about the hottest topic of the week, which seems to be the death of Gaddafi. And did you see, one final note there, did you see Hillary Clinton, the way she got the news?
Yeah, what did she say again?
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought she said that.
Wow.
We came, we saw, he's dead or something like
no.
that.
No. Wow. Wow. Could someone please powder my nose and fix my hair? I'm fixing to go on TV. Yeah, wow. Interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Okay, so the Crown Prince, too, of Saudi Arabia, the Sultan, he died Thursday. He lived his life in service of his country and also serving the Arab people and the people of Saudi Arabia. He was very much loved in that country.
What happened?
He had a lot of health problems.
Okay.
And he finally... Boot. He was in his 80s. He was in his 80s.
Oh, he's the crown prince. So his father's still alive?
He is the half-brother of King Abdullah.
Oh, okay. I got you.
The half-brother. And he's created a group called the Allegiance Council that's going to make the decision on the succession issue. That's unclear when
he was the half-brother.
Yeah. Half-brother?
Which half of him was the brother?
Oh, funny. The crown jewels, baby.
Okay.
It's going to be made up of members of the royal family, and they're going to make the decision on the next crown prince. Prince Sultan, thought to be in his 80s.
Okay,
he was the minister of defense.
So crown prince in Saudi Arabia means the next guy in line, not necessarily the son of the king.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A lot of medical issues.
Just getting
but he was
clear.
Loved. Yeah, he's getting it all straight. He was well loved, and they'll go on. They seem to be peaceful people. Do you think so, or do you think that's just a front?
That's what bin Laden is. He's Saudi Arabian. That's what all
no, they've denounced him. They've denounced him. He's Pakistanian.
All the people on the 911 planes were Saudi Arabians.
Can you be sure of that?
No, they know that, yeah.
It's been too long ago. Here's something interesting. BP, they have gotten the go-ahead. President Obama has approved a plan for BP to drill in the Gulf of Mexico again.
Well,
this
that's good.
First of its kind since last year's Deepwater Horizon explosion. Among the upset factions is the top Democrat of the House, of course, their Natural Resources Committee, Ed Markey. He does not want this to happen, and he's pretty upset about it.
He needs to get over it.
The federal government's approval of the BP plan to drill 4 exploratory wells nearly 200 miles from the Louisiana coast.
Hey.
It was positive news, of course, for BP, but they say they haven't even paid the money they owe. For all of the things that, you know, the destruction.
Well,
so they're going to start up again.
Hey, I'm on the side of drilling.
You are?
It turned out that was not that big a deal. Let's all be honest. All the dire prediction we heard, none of it came true. They found a lot less damage than they thought, and it cleaned itself up a lot faster than they thought.
The turtles are still washing up on the beaches. Dolphins are still washing up on the beaches. The crabs are still washing up on the beaches. It's bizarre. And the seafood, they will still not let women and children eat. Now, you guys, you go ahead and devour it if you want.
what is up with
right
that?
It says right here. It says right here.
So men can eat it?
Men can eat it.
You
women
know,
and children
we always get the bottom end of
that's
the stick.
That's right, because you're the bottom feeders.
Let the men eat it, and if they start glowing in the dark, then we'll take it away.
That's right. So you still can't eat the seafood over there, unless you're a man. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know we have to have... some resources here. We have to have our own oil. We can't depend on, look what's going on. This is just crazy stuff all over the world. And it's too expensive. We've already seen what's going on with the turning life green. That isn't even happening. All that money that went on, Solyndra.
What a waste, yeah.
What a waste. And there's more and more and more on that.
Yeah,
I mean, more companies going belly up that President Obama gave money to, hoping that this was the way to go.
Did you see Fisk Automobile Company in the news this week?
Fisk.
This is a Fisk.
Okay.
They're the ones who got all this money from Obama to build electric cars.
Yeah.
And they decided to build them in Finland.
Right.
And then they've having a hell of a time getting these stupid cars on the market. And now all of a sudden they gave somebody a car to test, and the mileage on this electric car is worse than on your gasoline SUV. I mean, it's just got horrible mileage. It's too heavy for one thing.
Have you seen the Teslas?
Yeah, that's another company that got a bunch of money from the government, and they're planning.
Tesla got a bunch of money. That's a privately owned company.
Yeah, but they want to put out a cheaper version, a regular family sedan, about $50,000. Their other Tesla was 100 and some thousand.
Yeah, we rode in that. Yeah, we did a little demo on that. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so they got a bunch of money from the government to build this family sedan, and
I didn't realize that.
It's just going to go down the tubes, you know. You can't just start a car company and go compete with car companies.
Well, Tesla didn't just start.
Years.
Tesla didn't just start. They're an old company there. I don't know. Well, the market's been crazy this week, too. So I talked with Steve Aussie to find out what was going on. Up and down, roller coaster. So Steve Aussie is the co-host of Nevada Matters, and he is our market report guru. So let's talk to Steve Aussie.
What I'm thinking, Steve, is it's been pretty hard to make any money in the market. What is the story?
Well, since August, the market has been
Have you gone crazy in there, Sean? Sean has gone crazy in there. The show is just beginning, not ending. Okay, we're going to listen to Steve. Let's just start it from the beginning. Everybody knows that you messed up in there, Sean. So here we go, Steve Aussie.
What I'm thinking, Steve, is it's been pretty hard to make any money in the market. What is the story?
Well, since August, the market has been
Are you set on
that's
sabotage
quite an interview.
Today?
That's quite an interview.
So that's Steve's opinion of what's going on in the market. Thank you for letting me be myself. Well, we're having some trouble in there, so we'll just take it a minute as we go. We were talking about electric cars and all the money that's gone out to make life green. Do you think this is the pendulum swinging, JP? The pendulum being we need to get back to coal? I mean,
you know what? No, I think that this is just the pendulum swinging to say the government needs to get out of the business world. They don't know what they're doing. They're always going to make stupid mistakes like backing Solyndra. And let's just get the government out of the
way.
Well,
why don't private companies step up then?
Well, Tesla.
Forget the government.
You just talked about
Tesla.
Well,
you just told me that they took money from the government.
For the next car. But, you know, maybe the government came to them and talked them into it. You know, hey, we need
well,
electric cars.
Well,
why
sure.
don't you build us one we can all afford?
Like the government talked me into paying my taxes, too, that I think are too high. Yeah, we know all about the government talking you into it.
But these power companies like Solyndra, they just...
Well, you know what?
There's a dozen of them now that have taken money that looks like they're going to go bankrupt. It's getting really bad.
I had never heard of them. Where's Sierra Pacific in all this?
Tonopah.
Where's Nevada Energy in all
Tonopah
this?
Tonopah was the one that Reed and Pelosi are associated with. They're still trying to build down there in the south. I think they're in California side of the border, but down by Vegas.
Well, speaking of Harry Reid, what was going on with Harry Reid over here? You said he's kind of getting senile and weird.
You know what
or
I
something?
Think about Harry Reid.
Yeah, I know
I'm not trying to be mean, but
well,
I think...
Well, I didn't see this part here that he said...
I think he's getting a little bit unstable mentally. I've written a column about it. There's other people that feel the same way. And he's in a lot of trouble for what he said this week. He said the private sector of the economy is doing fine. We need to have more government jobs, which is pretty much the opposite of what the American people think.
Are you sure he wasn't?
He was trying to justify the bill he was trying to get passed, which is going to hire more teachers and firefighters and policemen. But what struck me was the actual recording of him saying it. He sounded like a confused and timid old man, and he didn't know what he just sounds like he needs to get out of there.
Stop drinking martinis.
But
for
I thought
lunch.
That for a while. I just think it's becoming more and more obvious. He's a confused man.
Well, now, doesn't his family know this before somebody like you knows it, JP? What is going on?
Just listen to him. That's all I'm asking people to do. They don't let him come out and speak off the cuff publicly very often. When he does speak, it's like this. He's supposed to just say what he's supposed to say and then get the hell out of away from the microphone. But even so, he doesn't sound
get the hook
like he like an authoritative leader of the Senate of the United States of America.
Well, he's always been soft-spoken, but I think that's kind of crazy. That comment right there alone is like, where are you?
And here's the facts. Unemployment in the private sector is close to 10%. In reality, it's close to 20%. Unemployment in the public sector, which is government jobs, is 4.6%.
Well, you know.
So not only does he sound bad, he's completely and absolutely, factually wrong.
You heard it first, right here on Broadway.
See where I, you see, that's why they call me Attitude.
Yeah, I know.
Just, some of this stuff just makes me angry.
Check out JP's Attitude every week at jpattitude.com. Okay, are we ready for Steve then? All right, well, let's start it again.
We're going to try it again.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking, Steve, is it's been pretty hard to make any money in the market. What is the story?
Well, since August, the market has been in what we call a trading range. It rises up to a kind of a ceiling, if you will, and then it falls back down to a floor, and it keeps going back and forth. But we've been on a three-week running streak now where the market's maybe made a 10% rise off the bottom, so that's good. But it's hard for most people to make money in a range because you never know quite when to get in or out. It's easier to make money if you're in a long-term uptrend than it is in a market that's wiggling back and forth. But today, we broke above the top end of that range, and that's usually a signal for me that it might be time to get back into the market. I've been out since July 26th. I won't give it a few days. That's just normal practice.